This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Hello, this is Neil Mitchell from 3AW. What are you listening to? Well, you should know. You're listening to Saturday Magazine on Joy 94.9.
There you go. Thanks, Neil. And Neil retires.
He does. Well, I think
at the end of the year
we should get Neil on in January as a co-host.
No, he's done in the past co-hosted a couple of times, actually three times, I think. Yes, I'm working on him now. Of course, Neil and the Premier didn't see eye to eye. The Premier's resigned. Neil has resigned. But if you're listening, Neil, you can always satisfy yourself that you outlasted him. There you go.
If only by a couple of months. Now, sadly, Macca, our next guest, Gene Tunney,
is not available.
We just had a quick message through to say they're not going to be joining us this morning, which is sad. So we'll talk about growth another time, or lack of.
Yeah, lack of growth.
As the case may be.
And we've had, lots of messages, and I want to thank, our regular listeners, but also some new listeners for messaging in. We really appreciate it. It shows, that you are listening and that, you make comment on what we say. You give us input, give us suggestions. Very, very positive experience to get those. Even the ones that don't agree with you, Paul.
And a particular shout out to Luke there, because Luke, we do appreciate your message.
Sorry.
Oh, furball.
I did. And if we don't get to the messages, it's because we've got too many coming through at once.
Yeah. What did you... So James didn't give us any new policy.
No, and I was trying.
And he gave a bit of a slap to Harriet Sheen, didn't he?
Well, that was my point. Is like, I don't mind politicians having a debate with each other, even if it's via Joy. But you can't like say that Harriet's not doing a good job and then not provide alternatives. So my point to James was, you've got to come
but
out.
It's the same for Harriet, to say, oh, well, I think, the opposition, blah, blah, blah. Well, tell us what you're doing.
Exactly. So that's why I wanted to try and force the issue about, give us the policies and let us have a genuine debate about them. So I look forward to having James back in the studio, maybe in a month or two's time when we can actually listen to some of their new policies.
Yes. And he does. He does like to announce them.
He does.
On Saturday. I mean, I remember when he announced the funding, commitment that they were making to Joy, and Tass was in the studio. Do you remember the expression? And I actually didn't know James was doing this, but I had a suspicion that he wanted to say something. But the expression on Tass's face, because he didn't expect it.
Priceless.
I'm just going to say, next week, my co-host is Madeline Swain, a fellow Joy board member, but also Madeline has a very, very long career in the arts and, she'll be joining us. Jess Wilson, the member for Q, is going to join us, and also Darsh Ayton from Monash Uni, who's done a study that women from diverse backgrounds still face leadership barriers, and that's going to be a really interesting discussion. Tessa Bowles from NAB, and Tessa's a cyber expert, and this is about protecting, not just yourself as an individual, but businesses, because next month is Cyber Safety Month, and Rachel Payne from Legalise Cannabis.
Fantastic.
So it's going to be a really, really, really good show next week. Now, another message here.
So Mel's text in and said, I thought John Pizzuto's speech after Dan Andrews' resignation was not gracious and a bit disappointing. I didn't actually see that. I don't know whether you've seen that yourself, Macca.
I saw snippets of it. I haven't seen the whole speech. In fact, we've got John on in a couple of weeks, so we'll ask him. That.
And that's what I just hope through as we go through the course.
Here's a message about
change. So Macca, before
the submarine is in Holbrook.
Well, as you go through the change of premier, I just hope there is a respectful debate. And I took the phrase from you: politics is a competition of ideas. Mm. And what we need is the two parties to professionally put down their ideas for us to review and consider And I think, you know, the whole point of having a debating chamber is about the fact that you've got different competing views and they should be aired in a professional and respectful way.
Yeah.
So why was the so thank you 640 for your message about the HMS Otway, which is now decommissioned and is in Holbrook.
Yeah, so why is it there? What does it say? It says Holbrook wanted a way to put itself on the map rather than opting for a big banana or a giant sheep. They chose, you know, to have a submarine. But interestingly, Holbrook was known as Germantown. So during World War One, there was some anti-German sentiment, not surprisingly, that led residents to rename their town after an English submariner, Commander Norman Holbrook.
There you go, a history lesson.
Do you reckon
Micah?
They could repurpose it and save us some money on AUKUS?
maybe.
How would you get it back? Would it go down the Murray?
No, well, how did they Blue Moon get it there?
I reckon they must.
We've got a picture here in front of us. If you don't, just can Google the submarine in Holbrook.
They must have cut it up.
Hey, listen, we're going to take a quick break before we wrap up ahead of the 11 o'clock
and
news.
Then some people have come into the studio.
Yeah, we'll talk about that in just a moment.
Yeah, will we?
Your community is our business. Joy 94.9.
It's Paul and Macca on your Saturday morning. Macca, and you'd said just before the break there, we've been joined in the studio by some other people. You can reveal who they
are. We've been joined by Josh Burns, the member for McNamara, and we're going to have a bit of an extended chat after the 11 o'clock news, and probably a little... I want to talk about Dan Andrews, because we foreshadowed that at the start of the show. We spoke with James Newbury, his views, Josh as well, and then later in the show, Senator Janet Rice, their reflections, but particularly... When we speak with Josh, Josh worked for Dan.
Good morning to you, Josh.
Yeah, so good morning.
Gentlemen.
It's good to have you back. Where have you been?
Great to be back. I've been in a mesh of Canberra and referendum and out and about with the wonderful people of McNamara.
So James Newbury isn't going to tell us... Much.
No.
So did you listen to the James Newbury interview then?
I was driving into our wonderful Pride Centre, listening to the sweet dulcet sounds of James Newbury in the morning. Lucky I had my second coffee. Hello, James. I'm sure you're enjoying this interview on your long drive back from Canberra.
Yes. So he's at Holbrook looking at the submarine running silent, running deep like the submarine.
Underwater.
So will you share with us after the news some of your personal reflections on working with Dan? How many years were you in his office?
I worked for Daniel Andrews for 4 years. Just over 4 years, yeah.
Wow.
In what role, Josh?
So I had two main roles. One was a parliamentary advisor, so to assist the government in managing the affairs of parliament. So that was in a bit of a political role, included question time, but then also the whole legislative program. So all of the bills that went through the Victorian Parliament was our team that managed that, along with obviously Jacinta Allen, who was the leader of the House at the time, and the Premier. He oversaw it all. And then...
Any dirt?
That's the wrong question to ask.
Not in the Victorian Parliament. No, God, no. And then the other role was a policy advisor as well.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Lots of insight.
Yep.
Yes. I want to touch on that, but also, you know, there's a lot been going on in the federal parliament, particularly Qatar Airways and Qantas. What do you reckon, Paul? Josh probably won't want to venture opinion on this. Do you reckon Alan Joyce might have his eye on a set of orange jumpsuit?
Well, I think, and quote me if I'm wrong, but I do believe that he's now been subpoenaed to appear before the Senate inquiry. So I think he'll be needing a parachute more than a jumpsuit.
Interesting.
But yeah, I think there's a lot more to unfurl in terms of that conversation, Macca. And you know, you can see both sides of the argument here. You're limiting a foreign body coming in to try and open up our airways is one thing, but there was the incident that was quite concerning from a human rights perspective about how some Australian women were treated in the Qatar airline, which was not good.
You know, and of course Qatar government owns the airline, and they're saying, oh well, you know, look, you know, we'll never do this again, and it's unreasonable to punish us for that.
So Josh has just gone. You own a whiter, Josh has gone a whiter shade of pale as he thinks, how am I going to ask that Bleeman question?
You own the bloody airline, guys.
Keep talking amongst yourselves. It's perfect. Yes. I'm very happy to. I'm happy to talk about the Qatar Qantas decision if you want, but I'm happy not to either. Right. Whatever you. Whatever
no, we will prefer. Ask you, Josh, but we're going to take a break for the news. Sure. So
stay with us.
Stay with us, exactly.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.